Ulrich slowly lowered his binoculars to his chest.
What time is high tide again, Christian?
6 o'clock, sir, Major Kramer answered.
Well, it's 7 o'clock now. Where the hell are all the ships that the Luftwaffe reported?
Oh, there should be a veritable armada out there right now, sir.
He looked through the bunker's viewing slit at the sea.
Well, there bloody well isn't. There isn't even a single fishing boat, he said with disgust.
I don't understand, sir. The Luftwaffe definitely reported that there was a fleet of ships heading towards the Welsh coast.
Ulrich shrugged his shoulders.
Maybe the Luftwaffe radar playing up. Maybe the fleet turned back because the weather turned bad. Maybe the Luftwaffe still pissed off because we left their Paris to die on the Isle of Wight, and this is their idea of a practical joke.
Huh, surely not, sir.
I don't know, and I don't care. However, there is one thing that I do know, and that is the Yanks are not going to land today. They've missed the high tide this morning. The next high tide won't be until this evening, and it will be pitch black by then. Christian, how many days did the Luftwaffe say we would have invasion-friendly weather this month?
3, sir. Today, tomorrow, and the day after.
So, today's Sunday. That gives us until Tuesday. If they haven't come by then, they won't be coming this month, and they'll have to wait until March.
Yes, sir.
Kramer clicked his heels together.
What are your orders, sir? Stand the men down, Major. If they're half as tired as I am, they'll be absolutely knackered. We've been up all night, and I don't know about you, Christian, but I need to catch up with my beauty sleep.
He started walking out of the observation bunker.
Sir, what shall we do about the panzer divisions that are en route to Wales? Shall I say that it's a false alarm and tell them to return to Leicester? Do we know where they are now? Yes, sir. They left Leicester on time, and they crossed into Wales without mishap. They should arrive here and at Aber by 1500 hours as scheduled. Any resistance interference? Not that I'm aware of, sir. They're making good progress.
Ulrich rubbed his stubbly chin thoughtfully.
Is there a problem, sir?
Yeah, it's just that I would have thought that the partisans would have tried to stop, or at least slow down, the panzer divisions.
He shrugged his shoulders.
Perhaps the panzers were caught by surprise by the speed of the panzer division's deployment, sir. After all, they're amateurs. I mean, they're not professional soldiers like us, sir. Maybe they were caught with their pants down.
Yeah, if it's the Welsh guerrillas we're talking about, perhaps they were caught with their pants down. They were too busy shagging their sheep.
Kramer laughed.
Joking aside, Christian, not even any sniper attacks?
Not as far as I can tell, sir. Maybe if the attacks were only random and light, then they might not have bothered to report them.
Yeah, maybe.
Perhaps we should count our blessings, sir. Perhaps the panzers have just had a run of good luck.
The trouble with things being too good to be true, Christian, is that they usually are,
Ulrich said dryly.
And the partisans have made no attempt to blow up any of the bridges that lead into Wales?
No, sir.
Rather irresponsible of them, wouldn't you say?
Maybe they got careless, sir.
Yeah, maybe. Any more news about the landings in East Anglia?
Yes, sir. There are reports that the Tommies have landed on the East Anglia coast, but headquarters considers the English landings to be a diversionary ploy to lure our forces away from the Welsh coast, where we face Patton's American army across the Irish Sea. Everyone knows that Wales is where the real invasion will take place, sir.
Ulrich turned round and looked through the bunker's viewing slit at the sea. It was completely empty as far as the eye could see, and the surface was as flat as a billiard table.
That's exactly what I'm afraid of.